We are up to the Gemara and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. I apologize for the late start. We are on the Gemara on the second wide line. It's again, it's Divrei Agoda. When we have Gemaras and Agoda, we try to go quicker than normal. On the second very wide line, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai. Mai Dixiv. What does it mean when it says the pasuk that we're familiar with? Piha pascha b'chachma. The seiras chesed al l'shoina. Literally translated, says her mouth, or she opened her mouth with the chachma, with wisdom, and seiras chesed al l'shoina. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. Keneged mi, Omar Shlomo, Shlomo Mikroze. Who did Shlomo Melech Mishle? This is a pasuk from Mishle, and as we well know, Mishle was authored by Shlomo HaMelech. So who was Shlomo HaMelech referring to when he composed this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Loi Omru Elo Keneged David Oviv. He was actually referring to his own father, David HaMelech, Shedor B'chamisha Olamim, literally translated, who lived in five worlds, V'omar Shira, and said Shira in each one of them. So we have to see what this means. David HaMelech apparently lived in five worlds, and in each one of them, he sang Shira. So the Gemara goes through them now one by one. Firstly, Dor B'me'ai Imoy. His first world that he lived in was in the womb of his mother, V'omar Shira. Shenema Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem V'chol Krovai V'chol Krovai Hashem Kodshei. What does V'chol Krovai mean? And all my inwards, which is clearly referring to when he was inside the womb of his mother. So that's the Shira that he sang in his first world. Then, Yotza L'Avir Ha'olam. He then came into the world, into the air of the world. V'nistakel b'kechovim u'mazolois. And he looked at the stars and the constellations, v'omar Shira. And once again, he declared Shira, Shenema Baruch Hu Hashem Alochav Giborei Koyach, That is a reference to all the tremendous nisim, all the stars that are all obeying the instruction of the Rabbeinu Shalom. They each have their cycle and the way they work. Then, I guess this is now the third world. Yonak Mishtei Imoy, as he was suckling from his mother, the Nistakel Bidadeha, the Omar Shira. And so too, there also he said, Shira Shenema, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem, Va'al Tishkechu Gol Gemulov. What does it mean, Kol Gemulov? So Gemulov literally can be translated as all of his benefits, like Gemilus Chasodim. But over here, the Gemara explains, My kol gemulav, Omer Bavo, she osalo dadim b'mokim bino. He made her dadim, the breasts of his mother, b'mokim bino, as a source, as a place of all chachma. The Chochmah emanated through them. Tamamai, for what reason? Kidei Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kidei Shelo Yistakel B'mokim Erevo. Now, how do they explain this in Rabbi Art Scroll? Do they explain this, Rabbi Yosef?
Shosalo Dadim B'mokim Bino. Bimkom Bino is the breasts of a woman are opposite the heart,
right,
which is the I think it's sort of the source of all thought. Yeah.
Right.
Tamamai, and they gave the Gemara goes on to give two reasons.
Two reasons, yeah.
Yeah, kadei shalo yishtakel b'mkom ervo, and kadei shalo yinak b'mkom hatinofes.
Right. So how do they explain those reasons?
Well, the answer of the note, as I recall, with the explains that. Bimkom Erevo, because with an animal, the place where the animal sucks from are usually very close to the
right.
I'm not sure how it explains the second one, actually. I didn't really understand that.
Yeah, also very similar. In other words, as opposed to an animal suckles from its mother. The area from which it suckles, firstly, is close to the Mokim Erevo. And also it's close to the Mokim Tinoifus, where the excrement leaves. So it's not very dignified, as opposed to Dovid HaMelech, and that's why he was singing Shira. But when it comes to me, he says, I don't need to suckle from that area. Rather, he was suckling from an area which is nowhere near the Erevo and nowhere near the Mokim Tinoifus. Then, Ra'u b'mapoloson shel Roshoim. Then he saw the downfall of the Roshoim. And once again, Ba'amar Shira, Shenema Yitamu Chatoi Min Ha'aretz, Roshoi Moireinom, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem Halaluka. Nistakel B'yoim HaMisa. He then looked at the day of death. In other words, understood that there's going to come the day. And once again, he sang Shira. What was the Shira that he sang this time? Omar Shira Shinema Borchi Nafshi Sashem and Hashem Likai Gadaltumoid Hoid Vahodar Lavosham Mai Mashma Dal Yema Misanema. Where do you see that this posuk has anything to do with the day of death? The answer is Omar Rabba Barav Shila Misefa de Inyana. It's really from the end of the posuk. Because in the end of the pasuk it says, "Tastir ponecha yibohelun, toisef rucham yigaveyun," which means you hide your face, they vanished, and you take away their breath, and they die. So David HaMelech over here was singing Shira. That's what it means. The five worlds at all different stages of life, whether as an unborn child, a young child suckling, or all the way until the day of death. Rav Simi Bar Ukva, the Omrilo Ma Ukva, some say it was Ma Ukva himself, have a Shriach Kamed Rav Shimon, was often very in the company of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Vahava Mesader Agadata Kamed Rav Shua ben Levi. And he used to arrange agadas, meaning he used to discuss agadaic passages before Rav Yochanan. So they were once before Rav Shua ben Levi, excuse me. So they were once discussing now the following. Omar Le, my diksev, the pasuk that we quoted before. What does it mean when it says, Boruchi nafshi es Hashem, v'chol krovai eshem kodshoi. Omar Le, bo ure'ei sheloi kem midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dom. Have a look and you see how the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself is not the way that human beings conduct themselves. Why? What's the difference? Midas basar v'dam, when it comes to a basar v'dam, somebody who's just flesh and blood, meaning a human being, sor sura al gabe hakoisel, he can draw a picture on a wall, but ve'eino yochoy lahatil bo, Ruach Unashama. Even the greatest artist in the world, it can be very lifelike, but there is no life in it. And he cannot infuse that picture with a ruach, with a spirit, with a soul, kiravayim ubnei ma'ayim, with bowels and intestines. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino ken. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so. Sar sura betoich sura. Literally translated, he shapes one image in the midst of another. I guess that means a child. So that's what it means. And this is what Chana said. Ein kodosh kashem ki ein biltecho ve'ein tzur keloikeinu. There is no one holy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one besides from, there's no rock like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tremendous koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only infuser of life. Mai ein tzur keloikeinu. So tzur literally means a rock, but it's very similar to ein tzayor keloikeinu. There's no artist. Tzur is something that's very powerful, but tzayor is something else. Tzayor means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an artist, as it were, creates the image of every single individual. Mai ki ein biltecho, the Gemara is going through now the tefillah of Chana. What does it mean, ki ein biltecho? There's no one like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Yehuda bar Manasseh al tikri. Do not read it. Ki ein biltecho. Rather, Elo Ein Levloisecho, meaning nothing wears HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get exhausted or tired. Shaloike Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, Midas Basav Adam. Because Midas Basav Adam, Maisa Yodov Mevalin Oisai. When it comes to a human being, whatever he produces, those products may well outlive the one who produced it, right? Somebody can build a house and the house can last for 100 years. Meanwhile, the person who designed it is long no longer with us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevale ma'asov. But rather HaKadosh Baruch, however, he outlives whatever he created. Omalei. So now this is going back to the original story. Omale ana hochi ka'aminu lecha. What I was saying to you is hani chamisha borchi nafshi. As we quoted, we saw that Dor HaMelech said borchi nafshi a number of times, five times altogether. Keneged mi omron David, layomron elo keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'keneged neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole kol ha'olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, fills the world, af neshama meleo es kol haguf. So to the soul fills the whole body. I cannot claim to know exactly what that means. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roye ve'enoi nire, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see but cannot be seen. Af neshama roye ve'enoi nire. So too the soul can see but cannot be seen. Again, I do not claim to know what this means. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon es kol ha'olam kulo, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world. Af neshama zon es kol haguf. The neshama sustains means spiritually the whole body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tohir af neshama tohira. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'chadrei chadorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is in the most innermost chambers. Af neshama yoshev es b'chadrei chadorim. So you see that there's five comparisons, as it were, between the neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yovoi mi sheyesh boi chamisha dvarim halalu v'yeshabeach l'mi sheyesh boi chamisha dvarim halalu. That's what it means. Borchi nafshi. That's what the Gemara means. What does it mean? Borchi nafshi, my nefesh, my neshama, praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why the neshama? Because the neshama has five things in common with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this, that, the other, one, two, three, four, five, the neshama portrays the same properties, and therefore it's only appropriate that borchi nafshi, and that's what David HaMelech was saying. Says the Gemara Vayter, Omar Rav Hamnuna. Said Rav Hamnuna, my diksiv, What is the meaning of the following pasuk? It says, "Mi kahachacham" is a pasuk in Keheles. Mi kahachacham, who is like the wise person, or mi yodea pesher dovor, and who knows the interpretation of a particular matter. So, what's this referring to? It's very cryptic. Kahakodesh baruch hu pesher can mean interpretation, but it could also mean pshara, which means compromise. Sheyodea la'asos pshara ben shnei tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu can, as it were, make a compromise between two tzadikim. Now, what does this mean? Which two tzadikim? Bein Chizkiyahu and LeYeshayahu. Chizkiyahu, we know, was the great Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yeshayahu was the great Yeshayahu HaNavi. So what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a compromise or reconciliation between these two great Gedolei Yisrael, Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi? The Gemara explains. Chizkiyahu Omar, Chizkiyahu once said, Lesi Yeshayahu Gaboi, let Yeshayahu come to me. Dohochi Ashkechon Be'eliyahu. Because we find, so too with Eliyahu, the Ozal Legabe Achov. Even though Achov was a Rosha, Achov a Rosha, but yet Eliyahu Novi went to him. So therefore, Chizkiyahu demanded that even though Yeshaya is the Novi, but just like Eliyahu HaNavi did not wait necessarily for people to come to him, he went to others, so too I'm demanding that the Novi, i.e. Yeshaya, should come to me. However, after the parenthesis, Yeshaya Omar, no, Lesi Chizkiyahu Gaboi, I think Chizkiyahu should come to me. Dahochi Ashkechon bi Yehoiram ben Achov, you find with Yehoiram, who was the king, the Ozel Legabe Elisha. And he went to Elisha. So who should be going to? So there was this machlokes between Chizkiyahu and Yeshaya. Now this, Rabbi Yisai, is a world-famous Gemara. A world-famous Gemara. So what happened in the end? Yeshayahu needs to meet Chizkiyahu. Yeshayahu, meanwhile, claims that Chizkiyahu should come to him. And Chizkiyahu says, no, that Yeshayahu should come to me. Says the Gemara, so what happened at the end of the story? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange a meeting? Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. He brought terrible afflictions upon Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now you have to go to him. Why? For Bikur Cholim reasons. So Yeshaya Novi is now going to visit the Chole Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now listen to what happens. Shenema, as it is written, it's a pasuk in Melachim Beis, Bayomim Hoheim Cholo Chizkiyahu Lomus. In those days, Chizkiyahu became so terribly ill that he was actually on the verge of death. Vayovoy Elov Yeshayahu ben Omoitz. And Yeshayahu the Novi came to him, a Novi. Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Koi Omar Hashem, I've been told to tell you the following in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzav lebeischa, you should know, tell your household that I'm afraid to tell you, ki meis ata veloisichya. You are going to die and you will not live. My kimeis ata veloisichya. Doesn't that sound like a bit of a double lashon? You're going to die, you're not going to live. Isn't that the same thing? Says the Gemara, no. It means meis ata bo'olam hazeh. You are going to die in this world. Veloitichya lo'olam habo. And neither are you going to live in the coming world. This was the frightening message that Yeshaya Novi was told to tell the great Chizkiyo HaMelech, with the obvious question being, what did Chizkiyo HaMelech do so bad to deserve this terrible punishment? Omar Lei, so he said to him, my kule hai. What's this all about? Why am I getting such a terrible punishment? Illness and death and no oil mabo. Omar Lei, mishum deloy osakto bepirio verivyo. Because you are not oisak in the mitzvah of having children. And as a result, you yourself will be taken from this world. Now, why was Chizkiyo HaMelech not Isaac in Pirei Verivia? Says the Gemara. Omalei, so he responded, Mishum dechazoi, because I saw, Mishum dechazoi li beruach hakodesh, I could see with ruach hakodesh, the nofki minoi, there would emerge from me, benin, sons, the Lay Malu, who are not going to be worthy. Who is this referring to, obviously? You're on mute, everybody, some of you.
Yes, no. I'm not sure.
Manasseh.
It's referring to Manasseh. Manasseh was the son of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Manasseh, we know, was a tremendous Oved Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyo HaMelech saw Baruch HaKodesh. These are the children that's going to emerge from him. Thank you, but no thank you. So he said, for that reason, I was not Isaac in Pirei Verivia. Here comes the famous line, very, very, very widely quoted. Omalei, so the Navi responded to him, Bahadi Kovshe Drachmana Lamaloch. Why are you getting involved in the Kovshi? Kovshi means the innermost cheshboinois, calculations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's none of your business. My demifkadata, that which you are instructed to do, meaning you have a mitzvah of pru revu, iboy lechol meved, that's what you've got to do. Uma denicha kamei kudsha brichu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to do, li'avid, he will do. You can see now why this line is so widely quoted. How often do we make God's cheshboinus? The Navi was telling him, listen, I'm not saying it's not a valid cheshbon. He didn't say it's an absurd cheshbon. He just said, you've got no business making this cheshbon. Why? Because you have a mitzvah of pru revu. Therefore, it's not for you to start trying to work out, yeah, but I can see the mitzvah of pru revu is going to end me up with children who are rishoyim. It's not worth. Listen, you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. Finish, end of story. What happens at the end of the day, the results, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. Something we've spoken about many times, especially in the Shara Bitochin Vad, we very often get lost in results. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once said in Yiddish, I'll translate, he said, we have to mir daf ton, nisht oif ton, which translates as, our job is to do, not to achieve. You have a mitzvah to be Isaac and Pirei Verivia. What do you achieve with that? What the results will be? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. That's nothing to do with us. Omalei. So he responded, who? Chizkiyo HaMelech. Just one second. So he responded and he said, okay, Havli Bartov, maybe you, Yishayonov, you should give me your daughter. Efter de Gorma Zachusa Didi, Vididoch, Venofkuminoi, Benin de Mali. So maybe if I marry your daughter, through your Zachus and mine together, we'll have good children. Omalei said, I'm too late, sorry. Kvar Nigzera Alecho Gzeira. The Gzeira has already been decreed that your children will be Menashe. So you got very upset. Omale ben Omoitz, he said to him, you, the son of Omoitz, Kalin Vuascha Vatsei. End, finished. Finish your prophecy and go, leave me. Why? Kach mekublani mi beis avi abo. I have a Kabbalah, I have a tradition from the house of my ancestor. Afilu cherev chadom unachas al tzavore shel odom. Even if there is a sharp sword which is resting upon a man's neck, it's never too late to change the decree. Al yimna atzmoy min arachamin. Do not refrain from prayer. In other words, you're telling me, no, sorry, too late. Nothing can be done. The decree has been made. But I have a tradition that even if the decree has been made, it can always be changed. It's manami Rabbi Yechonim Rabbi Elazar d'omri tarvayu afilu cherev chado unachas al tzavorei shel odom. Even if the sword is resting on the neck of a person, so it looks for all the world like it's all over, al yimna atzmim and arachamim. We still do not desist from davening. It's a pasuk in Iyav shenema heini ketleini. Even as he's trying to kill me, loy ayachel, I will still trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a phenomenal Gemara, and this is what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara, made a compromise. He ensured that these two tzaddikim would end up meeting together. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, next week, Yud Amud Beis.
Okay.